unknown.
Hello, this is Bella with the Bella Booth and with Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry for that crazy vibe switch, but we're starting it off today with, you should introduce it.
This is Rachmaninoff's Prelude in D Major, Opus 23, number 4. It's one of my favorites from the set. Listen to that chord right there. It's beautiful. What a gorgeous.
Do you have any story with this song? Just in particular?
I actually do. I went to performing arts high school, and I used this piece as my audition piece for like the summer program they had, and I forgot half the piece and just like skipped a page.
I didn't know the story.
And cried afterwards, and then I got on the summer program and I got on the school, so it worked out.
That's but, awesome.
Yeah, so that's my story with this piece.
I don't really want to share the story.
What the
story that you sent me the song for? I was working on an assignment, and then the first part of it was called Prelude.
Oh, yeah.
And so Noah was like, you should listen to this while you do it. It's nice. It's good. This is like a really bad intro in the sense that like none of the other songs that I played today will be anything remotely like this.
It's a prelude for the rest of the
set.
Program. Yeah.
Yeah. But it definitely, I would say, is not like an accurate like representation.
But it's warming up the ears, you know, it's cleansing the palate. You're gonna enter this with just a clear mind, ready to take in all the music that's gonna fill your nostrils with love.
Why would you say that? Why are my nostrils being filled with love?
That's how Rachmaninoff, he was deaf, and so he...
Is that
he,
true?
No.
It's not. But someone with Bach?
No.
Mozart?
No.
Beethoven.
Yes.
I knew that. I knew it started with a B. Okay. Regardless. We're just going to play songs that we've both been listening to. That's just the vibe. It's not
anything. Songs I picked are ones that are just kind of in my rotation as of late.
Have mine. Okay, we'll play this out, or we'll continue to play this, and then go into the next song. So, enjoy the rest of...
Rachmaninoff's Prelude in D Major, Opus 23, number 4.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
So you played some songs there. That last track was Cross by Perfect 50. Did you add that or did I add that?
That was not me.
I really like that song.
I enjoyed it.
It came on my Discover Weekly, I think, a few weeks ago. It's cute. It's sweet. Kind of has that, like, I don't, like, maybe mama is the word I'm looking for. Like, that sound.
I was thinking of papa.
You were not thinking that. Do you know what I mean, though?
No, I do. Yeah.
I don't really know what... Is mama the right word, or, like, maybe...
No, I think that's true. I wasn't listening super closely, if I'm being honest.
It's like... It's so disrespectful.
I don't have a strong opinion on that.
Okay.
One.
Anyways, before that was Maybe I'm the Reason by Dev Lemons. Oh, my God. I have been listening to this track on repeat all week. Basically, if you don't know who Dev Lemons is, like, the first, like... instance where I heard of Dev was they like do these covers on YouTube where like, oh, I like recreating Sabrina Carpenter's Please 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 from memory and like just do it on the computer and it's usually kind of a little bad but also low-key good but I didn't know that they made solo stuff. But I don't know why I just like love this track is just really addicting to me.
It was better this time. I liked it more this time when you showed it to me yesterday.
Why? What changed?
I don't know. I did not fully appreciate the grungy shoegaziness at the end.
Yeah.
With like the climax. I enjoyed that. And I don't think I processed that last time.
I'm glad that you reprocessed it. But yeah, I've listened to this literally nonstop, and it's like, I think, my favorite song of the month. It's so good. And then do you want to talk about the song for that?
And then the first song we played was Brooklyn Bridge by Twen. This is a band that Spotify loves to put on my day list. They're like, have you heard of this band, Twen? And I'm like, I don't know. But
wait, I'm checking. Continue talking.
Usually I'll like skip them on Discover Weekly kind of out of spite, but this time I listened to it.
Do you know Sea Star by them?
I only know One Stop Shop is the only other song.
I'm
going to
play
them.
It later. I'm just curious because it's the one song that I liked by them and I really don't remember what it sounds like.
But yeah, this song I think is fun. I love the little riff that goes on. The like that.
Don't know if you guys caught that.
I think it's really addictive. It's super catchy. And then I'm a sucker for songs, so they just kind of repeat the same line at the end of the song. And they do that here, too. So I enjoy it. And also, I don't know if you guys know this, I actually live in Brooklyn now. So that's it really, you know, as a New Yorker, it really touches close to my heart.
Okay, so this next track is Isabel by Bjork off of Post, a classic. Enjoy. I don't really know what that noise was that you guys heard earlier, but yeah.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hey.
Shall we start with a PSA? Do you want to talk about the songs?
I don't have a PSA to read. Not yet.
Yes, you do.
We can talk about the songs.
Yes, you do.
Wait, let's just talk about the songs.
The last track was... That was I Got God by Victoryland. They've been coming up like on my Spotify recently, and then I was going through Instagram and someone was like, this is the next Geese, and I was like, I don't know if that's true. They're good. I like them.
I said they reminded me of Franz Ferdinand, which all love to those guys. I don't know if they're the next Geese, but that's okay.
I do like the song.
They don't have to be.
They have a few tracks that I really like, but
that's an unfair expectation to put on
anyone.
Especially Victoryland.
I don't know. And then the track before that was Isabel, as I mentioned. All right, do we have a PSA now?
Wait, can we talk about Isabel?
It was good.
Yeah,
it was Bjork.
I enjoyed. You know what actually reminded me of
what?
The other day.
Oh my god, I know it's a story.
The other day, I was thinking about the degree to which, you know, when you listen to Bjork, it almost kind of makes you want to munch on something.
Like, what are you saying?
You just kind of need a snack.
Oh, okay.
Right? Some sort of snack, particularly one that's nutritious. And it got me thinking. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for
looking
you.
Looking for some stuff.
Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
I have a few things to say.
Uh-huh.
Well, the first thing I would say is, how did it start again?
I actually read it correctly. That's how it was in the PSA. So.
Looking for some. That's the first thing I have to say. The second thing I have to say is, I don't know why you're being such a menace on this show, considering I've listened to your show multiple times and you're like, this is no one his show. Hey guys. Or else you're at PSA.
I'm retired.
Now you're just having fun?
Yeah, now I'm just having fun.
Well, thank you for doing this on my show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.
Anyways, did you have anything else to add about Isabel?
I'm not like a huge Bjork guy, which I think is kind of a moral failing on my part.
I agree.
But I like that one. That was nice. So.
Yeah. I think that entire record is like kind of perfect the way all the
like, there are very few Bjork songs I hear where I'm like,
that's bad.
I got to sing along to this.
Oh.
And that was one of them. So that was cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
We sang along at the end, actually.
That's what I'm saying. I think that it might be the first ever Bjork song where I was like, I got to get music out of my system right now. So that was a big milestone for me.
Awesome. All right. Next up is All I Want.
Specifically from the London Sessions.
By LCD Sound System. I'm excited.
Me too.
We've been talking a lot about LCD Sound System today, so I'm excited to play this. Sorry that we've been laughing so much. We just have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
oh God.
When you play music, you know, everyone likes to make it about the notes, but also it's sort of about the experiences that you have with those notes.
Yay.
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 That last track was Cats by Mitski off of the new record. Nothing's About to Happen to Me. I really like this song. I think there's like two or three cat theme songs off this record. There's Cats, and then there's The White Cat, those two. I feel like I haven't sat with this record enough to say anything meaningful about it, except for the fact that there's like a few songs that I like, and that's one of them. And I think the other one I liked was The White Cat, and then I also liked I'll Change for You.
I agree. I have two thoughts, one micro, one macro. Micro thought is the beginning of the song sounds like Dirty Work by Steely Dan, and every time I've heard it, I've been like, oh, it's Dirty Work, and then it never is.
If you're curious,
yeah, like that.
If you're trying to remember what it sounds like,
every time I hear this,
I'm a fool to do your dirty work.
I don't even listen to Steely Dan like that. It's like the beginning of the song plays, and it's like a sleeper cell. My hair starts.
What is that sound? Is that a pedal steel? That's what it sounds like.
It might just be a
slide
guitar, like a bending of the.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
My macro thought is it's really interesting. The fact that this album is kind of going under the radar, and I'm part of that. I haven't really listened to it because I feel like the last album, The Land Is Inhospitable, and So Am I, like that was seen as like her commercial breakout, where it's Mitski's entered the mainstream, blah, 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 blah. I feel like.
Wait, I don't think that's true.
I mean, it was like Your Love, your Love, Mine, All Mine was the one everybody was like,
oh,
wow.
Wait, I thought she entered the mainstream with Be the Cowboy because nobody blew up from there. And then that record, I feel like, was like the Mitski record.
I feel like that was a thing, though, where it was like very much after the fact because a lot of those songs.
Yeah, that did cut like it blew up after the record came out.
But
like significantly. After.
My Love, Mine, All Mine. That one went huge and everybody was listening
to it. But I don't
think
anyone else was talking about any of the other tracks on that album.
But yeah, but that was still seen as like, this is the Mitski song, blah, blah, blah. And so I really thought that was going to just propel her into.
Indie girl stardom.
She was already indie girl star, but necessarily just like kind of. I'm trying to think of a good comparison, but of essentially just like indie person who like the mainstream pays attention to when
like
new
Phoebe
albums.
Bridgers.
Yeah, like Phoebe Bridgers, and that just didn't happen with this album, and that's kind of surprising. And I'm part of the problem. I haven't really listened to it.
The thing about this record is it's very. From what I've heard, there's no like, My Love Is Mine All Mine tracks on it. Like I think it works as. Like, they're all beautiful songs, but there's nothing where it's, like, going to blow up on TikTok, which I don't think is a bad thing.
It's interesting, though, because also I didn't think the same thing about My Love, Mine, All Mine. Like, when I listened to that album, I think that was kind of forgettable for me. I enjoyed The Frost was the one track.
I love The Frost.
The Frost.
Okay.
Okay, that's all right. Sorry, I didn't mean to do 10 minutes on Mitski.
No, wait, I love Mitski. I love doing multiple minutes on Mitski.
That was my thought. And then the LCD Sound System song.
We have bad news.
I did not add the London session onto it on accident. That was just the normal version.
The first thing I want to get clear is that was not my fault.
No, it was my fault. It was my fault.
I looked at the album cover and I went, that's not the London Sessions album cover.
I'm rusty. But the song is still great. I used to have this opinion that I would spread around where I was like,
spread around.
LCD Sound System has five great songs and everything else is bad. I was so wrong. LCD Sound System, the guy's a genius. I don't know what you want me to say. James Murphy.
This is what it's like to be an LCD. This is what it's like to be an LCD Sound System fan. And then picture John Krasinski listening to something on an iPod.
iPod, yeah.
And going like.
It's true.
It is what it feels like whenever I listen to a song.
I do recommend listening to the London session, though, because you get a lot more ooh la la la, oh ooh la la la, and it sounds good.
So I was turning your mic down, you're peaking.
But yeah, that song is awesome. I love that whole album. That's from This Is Happening. But that song's from my standout. It's probably going to be a highly listened to song.
You know this about me. The thing, I love LCD Sound System, and every song I listen to is awesome. I, for some reason, have, they're not I just can't listen to them. Like, I can't sit down and be like, I'm going to listen to this whole album right now. I haven't gotten around to it.
It's a great commute album, is what I'll say.
Yeah, I don't commute anywhere these days.
I take the subway a lot, so, because I'm actually from New York.
All right, this next track is, wait, you should introduce it.
This next track is The Old Black Hen?
Yeah.
By Jason Molina / Songs Ohio.
I played something at this record like last show. I don't really love this song, but I'm going to give it a chance right now. We'll see if my opinion changes. Okay, enjoy.
Old black hen, is that you again, singing the bad luck lullaby? Come right on in, 'cause it's midnight again, time for the bad luck lullaby. You know the one, it's the same one you sung when you worked on the revelation. Sing it over the cradle of the child who's born next, bad luck lullaby. Leave all the truth in so they know what comes next with the bad luck lullaby. Thank you. I was trying to sing the blues the way I find
them. You want to talk about that song at all a little bit more?
I'll say a few things. That was The Old Black Hen from Jason Molina and Songs Ohio. It's kind of the same thing. From their album Magnolia Electric Company, which actually came out 23 years ago this past Wednesday.
Wednesday mention.
Carolina Girls isn't a Wednesday. I love that. That's not Jason Molina singing. It's some Barrett, Lawrence Peters, I think is the name. I looked him up. There's like nothing else on him besides that he sings this heart-wrenchingly beautiful baritone.
Okay.
He's like a troubadour.
Okay.
Almost. He just kind of has the voice of one, I feel like.
Okay.
That's what a troubadour would sound like, except he's country, which I appreciate.
I think it's funny that you're like, I think that's what they would sound like as if troubadours would still exist.
You know. but yeah, that album's awesome. I listened to it a lot recently. Everyone should check it out. Cool. That's all I have to say.
Wait, yay. We're about done with our set, which is so sad.
I'm actually really upset about it. I had so much fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
Normally this is when I would plug my radio show, but it doesn't exist anymore. But if anybody out there ever listened to Foxtrot,
shout out
respect.
To you.
Yeah, I appreciate your listenership.
Well, this is Bella and
Noah
on the Bella's Booth, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFM Medford, test free from radio.
Woo!
We're gonna close out with a song that is important to both of us and like has a long history,
storied history at that.
Do we have anything? I don't really know what the story is. The story is that we just kept singing it.
Yeah. I don't need to say anything else.
All right, this is It Ain't Me, Babe, written by Bob Dylan. This is at Newport, I believe, this version. Yeah, live at Newport. So this is Joan Baez and Bob singing it. But yeah, have a great rest of your day. And enjoy.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Is Bobby down here? From the left.
catch me.